This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening. Welcome inside of Monticello Middle School. We've got a good crowd on hand tonight for the 8th grade 3A state championship as the Litchfield Panther Cubs try to make it back to back. Good evening all. My name is Tim Mize, set to bring you the live action here tonight. And good crowd on hand. Big gym here at Monticello Middle School. The capacity for this gym is over 1,700, and apparently it's twice the size of the high school gym here at Monticello, a brand new facility. Only 6 years old is the middle school here, and they are playing host to the 3A state championship here tonight at the Litchfield Panther Cubs. They come in 26-1. They will take on the undefeated Farmington Central Farmers, who come in 27-0, and these two squads met last year in the 7th grade 3A quarters, a game won by Litchfield in a squeaker last year, 48-40. Of course, Litchfield went on to win the state championship, and that loss last year for Farmington Central was their only loss the entire year, and they are undefeated this year, so you don't got to be a mathematician to do the arithmetic that they have lost one game in the last 2 years, and they will have a chance to exact revenge on the Panther Cubs here tonight for the 8th grade state championship. How did these squads get here? For Litchfield in the quarterfinals, they beat Winona Fieldcrest 44-26. Of course, Riley Sharp, the standout for the Panther Cubs, with 20 points in the quarterfinal victory. In the semifinals, they defeated Pleasant Plains 38-24, and it was Pleasant Plains who Litchfield defeated for the 7th grade state title last year. Pleasant Plains took home 3rd place here last evening. For the Farmington Farmers in the quarters, they beat Catopolis 40-14. Hannah Jostis had 14 points in the quarterfinal win. And then in the semis, they defeated Clinton in a double overtime thriller, 48-44. So here we are. It's Litchfield and Farmington for the 8th grade 3A state championship. And for these Litchfield Panther Cubs, it has been an amazing run. These five girls have been together all the way since 6th grade, starting every game since they've been playing basketball. And tonight they will try to cap off a remarkable IESA career with their second state championship. It's Litchfield, it's Farmington Central for the 8th grade 3A basketball championship. We've got the lineup and the cap next.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmemaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Scharf, Attorney at Law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Fleming Tallfall Company in Litchfield and Carlinville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steering.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmemaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Welcome back to Monticello Middle School for the 8th grade 3A state championship. And this is literally the last game in the state, as this game was postponed last night due to the icy weather down our way. Every other state championship and third place game was completed last night. And it's kind of fitting that these two squads, Litchfield and Farmington Central, are the last game so to speak, for the season here. It's Litchfield 26-1, Farmington Central 27-0. The Farmers' only loss in the last 2 years came at the hands of the Panther Cubs in the quarters last year. Let's check the starting lineups for you first for the Farmington Central Farmers. Their head coach, Doug Brent. They will go with Bree Bizoki, Mackenzie Skaggs, Alex Camp, Brianna Rutledge, and Hannah Jostis. For the Farmington Central Farmers, it'll be Bizoki, Skaggs, Camp, Rutledge, and Jostis here tonight. For your Litchfield Panther Cubs and their head coach, Chris Bauer, the defending 3A 7th grade state champion, they will go with a familiar lineup tonight. Peyton Matthews at 5'5", Allie Smith at 5'9", Tessa Steffens at 5'8", Jasmine Thurman at 5'7", and Riley Sharp at 5'10". For the Panther Cubs tonight, Matthews, Smith, Steffens, Thurman, and Sharp. And let me tell you, we've got a nice crowd on hand here tonight for the state championship. Litchfield's got a nice student section right behind their bench. The Litchfield fans are on their feet right now as the Panther Cubs are introduced to the crowd here at Monticello Middle School. We want to welcome those of you listening online tonight through Network One Sports. We have our live stream rolling for you at WSMIRadio.com. And drop us an email. Let us know how you like the stream, where you're listening to the stream from. Our email, WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. We would love to hear from you. Count your thoughts on our live stream at WSMIRadio.com. We were supposed to have boys high school basketball after we were done here from Monticello, Vandalia, and Litchfield, but that game, like a lot of the games around the area, was canceled. Any events around the area, if they're on or not, we have all the cancellations updated on our website at WSMIRadio.com. Of course, for all the scores tomorrow morning, for all the high school action around the state tonight, make sure you turn in the Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 on FM 106. And coming up on Sports Saturday tomorrow, live at 9:05 on WSMI FM 106, and we'll be talking with Panther Cub head coach Chris Bauer about the night that was here at Monticello Middle School. We'll also get into the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. That is about a week away, so we'll be getting into that on Sports Saturday tomorrow at 9:05. Also, Fight of the Line, I've asked you all for you tomorrow from Chicago. Illinois takes on UI of Chicago from the United Center. That game live at 12:30. And then tomorrow night, Hillsboro High School basketball. It'll be Hillsboro at Litchfield live at 7:30. The Illini and our girls action tomorrow on WSMI FM 106. And of course, here at the 8th grade state championship, a good bet that a majority of these girls will have something to say on the varsity level next year, but that is a distant memory in their minds right now as they are trying to defend their state crown here tonight. The Panther Cubs will be the visitors. They'll be in the road purples trimmed out in the white. Farmington in the home whites trimmed out in the purple. And a lot of purple tonight. Both schools, purple. Monticello's color is purple. So it's a purple field here at Monticello Middle School. And here we go. The 8th grade 3A state championship underway. Sharp controls the tip. Farmington will get the basketball first. The Farmer fans on their feet to start. Right on the block, they go to Jostis. Off the window, let's go. Right into the block they went. Hannah Jostis put it off the glass on the left side. Litchfield comes right back against full court pressure. Thurman's pass deflected out. It'll stay with Litchfield. Chris Bauer, the head coach for the Litchfield Panther Cup. He's got a confident group of ladies. Boy, should they be. Trying to get it in is Matthews. Looking, trying to lob it up, looking for Sharp, and stole it. Farmington has wanted a piece of Litchfield all year long, and they get their chance tonight. Three on the way, buried from Mackenzie Skaggs. Farmington's hit their first two shots of the night, and they're out to a quick 5-0 lead. Here comes the full court pressure. Panther Cubs should be able to handle the pressure. They've got five girls who can pass, dribble, and shoot. In the words of Chris Bauer, that is a good combination of skills to have when facing full court pressure. They feed it to Sharp. Riley blocked, and she's going to be to the line for a couple of tosses. She caught the ball on the right side of the lane that time and just muscled it up through the contact and the foul. First team foul on the Farmers. Then it will go on Mackenzie Skaggs, her first. Riley Sharp to the foul line. Her toss is short. Chris Bauer didn't think his ladies would come out nervous here tonight, but you just wonder if they see the light at the end of the tunnel here in the first couple of seconds as Scarf gets the second free throw to go. So much experience for this Litchfield Panther Cup team. You know they're not going to panic, even if they get down early. They've got the poise and the experience to come back. On their right block, he's got a whistling foul coming as Brianna Rutledge turned and posted up. She draws a foul on the Panther Cubs and Allie Smith. It'll be Allie's first, team's first, and a couple of tosses coming from Farmington Central's. Brianna Rutledge, her toss is around and out. The state championship game here for Monticello Middle School. Litchfield won state last year. They defeated Farmington in the quarters. Now they match up for the 8th grade state crown. Rutledge gets one out of two, and it's an early 5-point lead for the Farmers. Into the middle of the quarter's chart. Riley bounces once, leaves it off for Smith. Allie will attack off the window too strong. Ball loose, picked up by the Panther Cup. Allie Smith tried to dump it down to Matthews, and the pass was too far, and Litchfield turned it over two times. Be a little bit of jitters for Litchfield to start here tonight in the title game. Down to Joseph off the mark, and the rebound cleared out by the Panther Cubs, and Allie Smith, she knifes right to the double, lost the bounce. Three turnovers on the Cubs. Here's a long deuce on the way off the mark, picked up by Allie Smith for Litchfield. She'll utilize the spin, now pass into the front court to Tessa Steffens. The Litchfield Panther Cubs down 6-1, 4 minutes, 20 seconds for the opening quarter. Just a couple of minutes in for 6-minute quarters here in the IESA level. Top of the key to Sharp. Riley left double, little runner up, back rimmed it, got a rebound, puts it up, missed it. Rebound snapped around, off of the Panther Cubs, out of bounds. It belongs to Farmington Central. And right now, you can tell the Farmers are really pumped up and amped up for this basketball game. As I mentioned, they've wanted a piece of Litchfield for a long time, really since last year's quarterfinal loss. That's the only game Farmington Central has lost in 2 years. Off the window from Rutledge, no. Rebound belongs to the Panther Cubs and Peyton Matthews. The Farmington Central, they got a little extra pep in their step here to start. 6-1 lead. Litchfield's only point came at the foul line, courtesy of Riley Sharp. Now the Panther Cubs want to set the offense. It's man-to-man for Farmington Central. Up top it goes to Thurman. Wants to bounce to the foul line, puts it up, count it, and the foul, Jasmine Thurman. A nice shot from the foul line, got it to go, and it's a 6-3 Farmington lead. A free throw coming for Jasmine Thurman at 5-7. Farmington Central scored the game's first 5 points. Litchfield's turned it over three times. Thurman's free throw off the mark. So three turnovers and two missed foul shots in the early stages for Litchfield, but they're down by only three. We're about halfway through the game's opening quarter here in the state championship game for Monticello. Down the block to Rutledge, turns and faces. She travels. Good defense down there that time by the Panther Cubs, keeping their feet. And that time Rutledge had nowhere to go, and she turned it over. Rutledge is out, and Morgan Flory has checked in for the Farmers. Bad pass, Sharp able to track it down, loose on the floor. Riley picks it up somehow, now she lost it, and they're going to get it for traveling. That was a tough situation there for Riley. The pass was in the congested area to start. She tried to kind of volleyball tap it around, but eventually called for the steps. That's 4 Panther Cubs turnovers. We are halfway through the opening quarter of your state championship contest. Farmington Central 6, Litchfield 3. Here come the Farmers. Joseph will fire around and down for Hannah Joseph. She's got 4 in the opening quarter, and the lead is up to 5. Turnover, and it should be a travel on Joseph. Yes. So Litchfield turned it away. Then Joseph ran into her own teammate, Mackenzie Skaggs, and gets it right back to the Panther Cubs. Two minutes, 45 seconds to the first quarter. An 8-3 Farmington Central lead on the block to Sharp. Poked away, out of bounds by Joseph. It'll belong to Litchfield. Good help defense that time from Hannah Joseph. Farmington Central, they certainly know what Litchfield's all about, having faced them last year in the quarter. Pass tipped, picked up by Matthews. She inbounded it, but it was tipped. She reestablished herself inbounds. She was able to touch the basketball. Thurman fires the foul line, missed it. Ball's out of bounds. Last touch by Farmington Central. It belongs to Litchfield. Litchfield's not a one-person show. Riley Sharp gets a lot of the attention, but her teammates very skilled as well. And they've played a lot of basketball together. Sharp puts it up. She's fast. The ability to just throw it up to the 5'10 Riley Sharp, you can't understate it. And she'll be back to the foul line for a couple of tosses. Third team foul on Farmington Central. They would get the personal on Flory. That's her first. Riley's toss is short. The Richfield Panther Cubs, 1 out of 4 from the charity stripe to start. 2 minutes, 28 seconds for the opening quarter. Sharp's second toss is good. Riley gets 1 out of 2, and it's an 8-4 Farmington Central lead. They're doubling up the Panther Cubs with 2:23 to play in the opening quarter. Here comes Camp inside the foul line, picked up the dribble, needs some help. Litchfield City in what appears to be a 2-3 zone piece. Flory rejected in there by Allie Smith and given it right back to the Farmers. Their shot is off the mark. Sharp got the rebound and threw it right to Farmington. Now she comes up the sideline, lost it. Bounced it off her foot. Ball is tipped out of bounds and it'll belong to Farmington Central. At 6, Panther Cub turnovers here in the first 4 minutes. But they're down by only 4. They are weathering this early storm for Farmington Central. Here's Skaggs off the right wing. Her pass tipped Thurman into the lane. Oh, they're going to get Jasmine Thurman with the foul. It'll be her first, team's second. It was a foul, but that's one of those fouls that for Chris Bauer, you don't mind it so much. That was a pure hustle foul going for a loose ball. A tick inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Down the block it goes to Camp. Caught it, blocked by Thurman. Now blocked by Sharp. Loose on the floor. It's picked up by the Panther Cubs and Peyton Matthews. Ahead quickly to Allie Smith. On the fly, lost the bounce. Now she hits the deck. Ball loose on the floor. Jump ball. Possession keeps it with Litchfield. With a lot of energy for Farmington Central here in the early stages. 102 seconds for the opening quarter. Panther Cubs trail by 4. And it goes to Steffens. Kessa on the attack, puts it up. No. Might have forced it. Ball batted around, picked up by Farmington Central. Joseph with another board. 90 seconds for the quarter. Here comes Bazoki. 3 Bazoki. Leaves it in the corner now for Kemp. Up top it goes. Now they're going to dump it down to the block, and we've got a pushing foul on Allie Smith. That will be her second. Third on the team. Two personal fouls now on Allie Smith. In it goes. Joseph's going to fire a 3. Oh, she banked it in. She banked in the triple. 11-4. Bad pass. Tipped away. Stolen by Farmington Central. 7. Panther Cub turnover. Here comes Skaggs. Farmington Central, they came out ready to go here in the opening quarter. Pass tipped. Stolen by Litchfield. Now stolen right back by Farmington Central. Sloppy to start. Joseph on the attack. Offensive. Riley Sharp stood her ground, and Hannah Joseph lowered the shoulder on the player control foul. Fourth team foul on the Farmers, first personal on Joseph. Final minute of the opening quarter of your 8th grade 3A state championship game. Litchfield, your defending 3A 7th grade champ. Smith on the attack, foul. Allie Smith to the foul line. That'll be 5 team fouls on the Farmers. Second personal on Flory. I didn't look this up, but I'm pretty sure Farmington is one of the rare schools where their junior high and high school nicknames are the same. But Allie Smith puts home the first toss. Never seen the Farmington Farmers, their high school boys team up at the state tournament a few years ago. Paige Paisley has checked into the contest for the first time for Farmington Central. Second free throw for Smith, back rim, loose on the floor. Panther Cubs almost came up with it, but the Farmers clear it out. 40 seconds for the opening quarter. The Litchfield deficit is 6. Here comes Paisley. Bounce beat at the post to Flory. Counter and a foul. Everything going Farmington Central's way here in the first 5.5 minutes. They've banked in a 3, and now they've got an and one coming. The personal on Smith, her third. That is problematic for the Panther Cubs. Flory's free throw, short. Rebound belongs to Thurman. Back comes Sharp. Riley overshot it from the right baseline. Picked up by the Panther Cubs. Another crack. Steffens on the attack. Around and down for Tessa. Her first bucket tonight. And it's a 13-7 Farmington Central lead. 12 seconds for the opening quarter. Jostis will fire a 3. Back rimmed it. She banked her last one in. Bricked that one. Pass tipped. Panther Cubs have it with 5. Into the front court. Stolen. Moose on the floor with two, with one. That shot from midcourt is good. If it goes, it rimmed out from midcourt at the hole. The first 6 minutes owned by the Farmington Central Farmers. After one quarter of play in your 8th grade 3A state championship, Farmington Central leads Litchfield 13-7 back to Monticello Middle School following these messages.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Scharf, attorney at law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, in the first quarter, Litchfield turned it over 8 times, and they missed 4 free throws, but they find themselves trailing by only 6 as we get set to start the second quarter. And Farmington Central, they came out early on fire. They banked in a 3 in the opening quarter as well, as Farmington Central gets the basketball to start quarter number 2. Here's a long deuce on the way from Hazy right out of the gate, and it's out of bounds belonging to Litchfield. I would imagine if your head coach, Chris Bauer, you look at the scoreboard, you're down by 6, you're not happy about that. But you look at the way you played in the opening quarter, the 8 turnovers, the 4 missed foul shots. Allie Smith has 3 personal fouls. Probably feels like he's not in a bad spot considering everything that transpired in the opening quarter. Here's Steppen, block contact, no whistle. Tessa will stop and pop, overshot it. Rebound goes right to Thurman. Here's Smith, a lot of contact, no whistle. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Thurman. A lot of contact, no whistle. Ball's tipped out, and it belongs to Litchfield. The state championship game, not for the faint of heart here tonight. 5 minutes, 30 seconds for the first half of play, a 13-7 Farmington Central lead. Peyton Matthews from her own baseline gets it into Thurman. Tough catch by Jasmine. Tried to save it. Then it's off of Farmington Central. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Litchfield. Farmington Central really congesting the inside early. On the curl, Sharp. Check that. Smith on the catch. And she draws the foul. Allie Smith to the foul line. Allie picked up 3. Nope, they're going to call that foul on the floor. But it should be bonus. Next one will be bonus. 3 ball from Steppen, got Jessa Steppen, buries the triple from the right corner, and it's down to a 3-point game. 5 now for Steppen. On the block it goes. Pass through the legs of Rutledge down there. She's on the baseline, out of bounds, and it belongs to Litchfield. And that time Rutledge had Allie Smith posted up, and that would have been an interesting situation. Allie has 3 personal fouls. Panther Cubs battling here tonight. Got off to a slow start, but as champions do, they've stayed right in the ball game, and they are in striking position with 5 minutes to play in the first half. When you're state champions, like they were last year, you don't get flustered early. Sharp on the curl, yes. Riley Sharp, her first field goal. She's now got 4 points, the lead down to 1. But as I was saying, when you won state last year, you don't get bothered by a little 6-point deficit in the first quarter. Paisley on the attack, missed it, out of bounds. It'll stay with Farmington Central. 4 minutes, 40 seconds for the first half. Chris Bauer wants a timeout. The lead is down to 1. Farmington Central 13. The Litchfield Panther Cubs 12. Back to Monticello Middle School in just 20 seconds.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Fleming Tallfall Company in Litchfield and Carlinville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steering.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Tim Mines back with you here at Monticello Middle School, the site of this year's 8th grade 3A state championship. Jostis will fire a 3, missed it. Rebound, passed around, stolen away by the Farmers. That time it was Annika Lopez with the board. Shot rejected and picked up by Thurman. Panther Cubs can take the lead with a field goal on this possession. They have not led tonight. They got down 5-0 early in the first quarter. They've been going uphill ever since. Nice curl. Smith foul. Great look that time from Riley Sharp. And Allie Smith to the free throw line. A chance to give the Panther Cubs the lead. Personal foul goes on Brianna Rutledge. No, check that. Jostis, her second. Team's seven. Bonus the rest of the half for Litchfield. Smith's free throw off the heel. No good. Litchfield now 3 of 8 from the charity stripe. Second toss is good. We are tied at 13. These two clubs played a dandy in the quarters last year. That was the only game Farmington lost last year. They haven't lost this year. Jostis airmailed a three from the corner, and it's last touched by Sharp, but it belonged to Farmington Central. Think about that if you're Farmington Central and their mindset coming into this game. You've lost one game in the last 2 years, and now the team that beat you stands in your way in the final game of the season for the state title. Panther Cubs steal it away. They are tenacious. Halfway through the quarter. It's not a high school game. We're just 2 minutes into the second quarter as we hit the four-minute mark. Here comes Sharp on the handoff. Poked away. She tracks it down. Back to Stephens. Tessa has it poked away. Ball loose. We'll get a jump ball, and we'll stay on this end of the floor with Litchfield. A beautiful facility here at Monticello. The school's only 6 years old, and small counts, this gym is twice the size of their high school gym at Monticello. We've got a quick timeout on the floor here. Going to keep it right here. 3:43 to play in the first half. We are tied at 13, but Farmington Central led 13-7 at the end of the quarter. So six unanswered for the Panther Cubs here in the second quarter. We will not have a follow-up game for you tonight, as the Vandalia-Litchfield varsity boys game was canceled due to the weather. So that game is rescheduled for tomorrow at 2. We won't have the broadcast of Vandy-Litchfield boys. We will have the broadcast of Hillsboro-Litchfield girls. That game live tomorrow night, 7:30 on WSMI FM 106 and streamed online at WSMIRadio.com. Here comes Smith on the curl, hit on the release, and Allie Smith back to the free throw line. They will get the personal on Alex Camp, her first. Allie Smith playing with three personal fouls. She picked up three in the first quarter. Her free throw too strong. Litchfield hasn't turned it over here in the second quarter, but they've missed two of the three foul shots. Second toss, this one's good. Litchfield kind of making one out of two from the foul line. It's good enough for a one-point lead, 14-13, 3.5 minutes for the first half of play here in the 8th grade 3A state championship game. Litchfield looks like it's a 1-2-2 zone now. Down to the ball, ripped away by Sharp. Jump ball will keep it with Farmington Central. That time looks like Paisley got the ball down on her left hip, and Sharp just ripped it away. Paisley is out, and back in for Farmington Central, Brianna Rutledge. Checking in is Bree Bizoki, and out is Alex Camp for the Farmers. 3:21 for the second quarter, and it goes to Bizoki. Uh-oh, her pass too tall. It is going to be out of bounds. And she was looking for Annika Lopez on the left elbow. Pass a little bit too tall. And that'll be the sixth turnover on Farmington Central. The Litchfield student section on their feet behind the Litchfield bench. And they have been since they arrived here at the gymnasium about 30 minutes before tip. Down in the block it goes to Steffen. She's tied up. Possession keeps it with Litchfield. Nothing coming easy on the inside tonight for either club. 3 minutes for the first half. A one-point lead for the Panther Cubs, the defending seventh-grade 3A champs. Here's Sharp. The catch lost it on the way up. Jostis pulls it out of there. This field's one loss was to Christ the King. They won the 2A state championship last night. The shot in the corner blocked by Sharp. Litchfield outscored Farmington Central 7-0 in the quarter. They lead it 14-13. 2:40 for the first half. Your 3A 8th grade title game. Here's Matthews. Had it blocked. Saved by Thurman. Picked up by Matthews. Nice play down there by Jasmine Thurman. Good heads-up basketball there. Litchfield will reset. Chris Bowers stands on his feet. Oh, nice high-low. Sharp off the window. Missed it. Thurman with the rebound. She's fouled on the floor. But that's the ninth team foul. One in bonus coming for Jasmine Thurman. Lynchfield, you could tell. I don't want to call it nerves to start the game, but they were a little out of sorts in that first quarter, and you could just tell Farmington Central, they came out with all the anticipation, kind of like when you're at home and you're facing the number one team and maybe you're not ranked, that sort of deal. They just had a lot of energy and intensity to start. Thurman's free throw is good. But like the good teams do, and the Panther Cubs did it here tonight, they weathered the initial surge to start the ball game, and here they are with a two-point lead. Thurman trying to make a three. Her second toss, back rim, and off the mark, no good. 3 points for Thurman, but Litchfield has their biggest lead of the night, 15-13, 2:15 for the first half. Pass tipped out there by Matthews, corralled by the Farmers, and Bazoki. Back into the hands now of Paisley. She's going to fire short. Rebound. Jokic had it. Lost it. Ooh, Smith was reaching in there. Could have got number four real easy. Firing and hitting is McKenzie Skaggs. A long deuce for McKenzie. She's got five, and we are not at a 15. Here comes the full court pressure. Sharp. And we've got a blocking foul out front on the Farmers and Annika Lopez. That'll be her first. And Riley Sharp to the free throw line. It's double bonus. The final buck 50 of a half for the Panther Cubs. Riley Sharp tonight, 4 points. Toss is good. Riley has only one field goal. She's now 3 of 5 from, check that, 3 of 6 from the charity stripe. Toss, good. Gets the pair as Riley Sharp, a 17-15 Panther Cub lead, 105 seconds for the first half. Litchfield outscored them 10-2 in the quarter. Here comes Bazoki. On the deck, we're going to get a jump ball. Possession keeps it with Farmington Central. The defense has really ratcheted up here in the second quarter for the Panther Cubs. In it goes, top of the key to Bazoki. She bounced it once, picked it up, leaves it now for Lopez. On the attack, Lopez will fire. Off the window, too strong. Rebound belongs to the Panther Cubs and Allie Smith. 85 seconds for the half. A two-point Litchfield lead. The 8th grade 3A state championship from Monticello live here on WSMI FM 106. Stephens on the attack. Her shot was rejected. Picked up by the Farmers and Bazoki. Here comes Bree Bazoki. She'll pull it back and set things up. Right wing goes to Skaggs for three. Missed it. Rebound belongs to Thurman, and she gets it out of there, but now she's fouled, and will walk to the other end for foul shots. They will get the personal foul on Farmington Central's Annika Lopez. That will be her second. Jasmine Thurman to the foul line. Jasmine 1 out of 3 at the charity stripe tonight. Toss. Off the back rim, no good. All the Panther Cubs wear the black knee pads here tonight. As a substitution, Joseph out and Rutledge in for the Farmers. 62 seconds for the half. Toss. Good. 1 out of 2 for Thurman. The lead is up to 3. Final minute of the first half of your 8th grade 3A state championship. Your defending 3A 7th grade state champion, Litchfield Panther Cubs, leading Farmington Central 18-15, 50 seconds for the half, and it's deflected out. Last touch by Farmington Central. They've had some trouble with the basketball here in the second quarter. They've scored only 2 points. See what the Panther Cubs want to do. They want to hold for a final shot, or if they just want to work and get a good look. Here's Steffen. She'll fire from 15. That was a contested look, but it goes right to Matthews. Taking the fire, can't get it to go. Oh, a silly foul coming out on Allie Smith. That is 4. She committed that underneath her own hoop, a long way from her basket, and that is a bad way to pick up personal foul number 4. She played a long time with 3 and then picks up a cheapie for number 4 with just half a minute left in the half. That could be problematic for the Panther Cubs. Here come the Farmers. Here's Skagg on the block to Rutledge. Pass was too far, and it's turned over. That time, the Panther Cubs fronted the post. The Farmers tried to lob it over the top, but they threw it too far and put it out of bounds. Matthews almost jumped the pass and lost their balance. Somehow got it into Steffen. Breaks the pressure over the top to Thurman, and she lost it. Had it poked away, but Lopez couldn't maintain. and it's out of bounds belonging to Litchfield, just 15 seconds for the half. Been all Litchfield here in the second quarter. Here's Steffens out top in the corner. It goes to Thurman with 12. Right elbow to Tatum Wharton, who checked in for Allie Smith. Her shot is no good. Goes right to Riley Stark, who puts it up and in. 8 for Riley. The lead is 5. Down to a second at the horn. That's good. If it goes, it will not. And what a second quarter for the Litchfield Panther Cup. They outscored Farmington Central 13-2 in the second quarter. And at halftime of your 8th grade 3A state championship, it is defending 7th grade champion Panther Cup with a 20-15 lead over the Farmington Central Farmers. We're back to Monticello Middle School right after these messages.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmemaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Sharp, attorney at law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Flemmy Tallfall Company in Litchfield and Carlinville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steeren.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmemaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Sharp, attorney at law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
And back inside Monticello Middle School at the half of the 8th grade 3A state championship, the Litchfield Panther Cubs with a 20-15 lead over the Farmington Central Farmers. And from what I saw in the first quarter, just kind of watching it transpire, to me it had the feel of like a college game, like say the number one rated UConn Lady Huskies going to an opponent's home arena. You know they're going to get their best shot because they've had that game circled on their schedule for a long, long time. They come out on fire early, and the good teams usually weather the early storm and then take over. That's kind of how the first half played out here tonight. Of course, Farmington Central's only loss the last 2 years came at the hands of the Panther Cubs in last year's 7th grade quarterfinal. So when you kind of think of it that way, Farmington Central has had the Litchfield Panther Cubs on their mind for a long, long time, and they get their shot at him here tonight. So they came out of the gates absolutely on fire. They led 13-7 after the opening quarter, but the Panther Cubs, being the champions that they are, were able to weather the storm. They turned it over 8 times in the first quarter, missed 4 free throws, but they were down only 6. Then they dominated the second quarter, outscoring Farmington Central 13-2 in that second quarter. I did not have the Panther Cubs down for a turnover in the second quarter. Free throws, a bit of a concern for Litchfield moving forward, perhaps just 9 of 17 for the ballgame or the Panther Cubs, but conversely, they're getting to the foul line. Farmington Central is not. Farmington Central was 1 out of 3 in that first half, with all 3 attempts coming in the opening quarter. So the Panther Cubs in a good position to not defend their state championship. I was talking to head coach Chris Bauer about that before. They're not defending anything. They're simply trying to win another one, and they are 12 minutes away from doing just that. At the half of the 8th grade 3A state championship game, it is your Litchfield Panther Cubs 20, the Farmington Central Farmers 15, and we're back to Monticello Middle School following these messages.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Flemmy Tallfall Company in Litchfield and Carlinville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steeren.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmamaker Agency in Litchfield, serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency, serving the WSMI area.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Eyes back here at Monticello High School. Welcome those of you listening online tonight. Hope you're enjoying the live stream. Remember, all of our high school sporting events along with sports specials are available with a live stream at WSMIRadio.com. And this will be podcasted tomorrow as well. You can download the podcast for free at WSMIRadio.com. This is the only game left in the state, as this game was supposed to be played last night, of course, postponed due to the weather. Lots of bad ice down our way. Really, more snow up here in Monticello. Not really a lot of ice activity like we saw back at home. But kind of fitting, I think, that this is the last game, so to speak, because we've got two teams that are combined 53-1. Of course, you've got the reigning 7th grade champions in the Panther Cubs, but Farmington Central, they were in the quarters last year as well, and their only loss last year was to the Litchfield Panther Cubs in that quarterfinal game. So they are looking to exact revenge in a big way here tonight. But the Panther Cubs had a very strong second quarter, and they have a 20-15 lead. Let's look at the individual scoring for you first for the Farmington Central Farmers. They were led in scoring by Hannah Jostis, 7 points for Hannah, but all seven of those came in the opening quarter. Mackenzie Skaggs with 5 points. She scored the lone bucket for the Farmers in that second quarter. Morgan Flory has 2, and Brianna Rutledge with 1 point for the Farmers. Quarters of 13-2 for the first half, total of 15 at Farmington Central, 1 of 3 from the foul line. They did not get any attempts from the stripe in that second quarter. For the Panther Cubs, they controlled quarter number 2. They have a very balanced attack working here. Riley Sharp with 8, Jasmine Thurman with 4, Tessa Stevens has 3, and Allie Smith has 3 for the Litchfield Panther Cubs. Quarters of 7-13. Had Litchfield 9 of 17 from the charity stripe. 8 turnovers in the first half for Litchfield, but my count, all 8 of those turnovers were in the first quarter. One concern for Litchfield here in the second half might be fouls. Allie Smith has 4 personal fouls. She picked up 3 in the first quarter, was able to play the entire second quarter all the way up to the 30-second mark, when she reached in about 80 feet from her defensive hoop and picked up personal foul number 4. So that will be something to keep an eye on here as we move along in the championship game. Allie Smith has just 1 foul to play with here in the second half. The Litchfield Panther Cubs, 12 minutes away from back-to-back state championships. Back with the third quarter right after these messages.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Scharf, attorney at law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
WSMI FM 106.1.
If you're wondering about any cancellations from around the area, all cancellations at WSMIRadio.com. If you're going to be curious tomorrow morning about sports from around the area, tune in to Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 tomorrow morning right here on FM 106. We'll have WSMI Sports Saturday at 9:05 tomorrow morning. We'll talk with Chris Fowler, the head coach of the Panther Cubs. That'll come your way right here on FM 106 tomorrow morning at 9:05. The Fighting Illini basketball squad is on the air tomorrow at 12:30. Girls high school basketball tomorrow, Hillsboro at Litchfield. That live at 7:30 tomorrow evening. All the action here on FM 106. Panther Cubs get it to start. They go right on the block to Thurman, and she puts it up and in. The lead is 7 for Litchfield. Here come the Farmington Farmers. It is Rutledge off the window. It's good for Brianna Rutledge. Her first field goal. Here comes the full court pressure. Matthews almost lost it. Good job to Corral. Here's Smith. Trouble in the backcourt. Picks it up. Just into the front court on the Panther Cubs. Now bad pass. Matthews airmails it into the backcourt. Over and back. And a turnover to start for Litchfield on their second possession. 22-17, Panther Cub lead. There'll be a baseline trigger for the Farmers. Rutledge into the corner. Now back up top it goes to Bizoki. In the corner it comes to Camp. She will fire off the mark. It's too strong. Rebound picked up by Sharp. Here comes Riley in the left corner. Coast to coast. Missed it around and out. Rebound to Matthews. Can't get it. And it's corralled by the Farmers. Here comes Farmington Central with Kemp. Lost it. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Farmington Central. 4 minutes, 58 seconds for the third quarter. Your eighth grade state championship game. Postponed last night due to the weather. Lone game in town tonight. Three ball from Kemp around. Got it. Long two. Long two. Grounds Kemp. Had a foot on the line. The lead down to 3. Here comes Smith. Got to be careful. Gets around. Layup. Missed it. Good job to sidestep the Farmington defender trying to take the charge and get Allie Smith out of the contest. Farmington Central can tie with the 3. Here it goes. Tied up. Kemp buried it. Tied at 22. Just in the third quarter. Here comes Smith. Check that. Stephens quickly into the front court. Testing out. In front of Chris Bauer. Will set up the offense. 7-2 run to start the half for Farmington Central. Turnover for Litchfield. The third quarter starting a lot like the ball game did. 2 minutes gone by. Here comes Camp right side. Leaves it for Bizoki. Down on the block they go. Rutledge blocked. Blocked by Sharp. Raleigh didn't have to leave her feet. Now the pass out. Picked off by the Panther Cubs. Boy, if you're 5'10 and you don't go for the pump fake and you can block a shot without leaving your feet, that is a good sign. Litchfield has trouble in the backcourt. They get tied up. Possession arrow gives it to Farmington Central. And Chris Bauer wants a timeout. 3 minutes, 51 seconds for the third quarter. The Farmington Central Farmers in a 7-2 run to start the half. We are knotted at 22. Back to your championship game following these messages.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Flemmy Tall Fall Company in Litchfield and Carthenville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steeren.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmamaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, the Farmers can take the lead with the bucket on this possession. Bizoki on the block it goes. Turned over. 10 turnovers now for the Farmers. Tied at 22. Monticello Middle School, big crowd on hand, and it was rocking in that last timeout. Stephens will stop and pop. Missed it. Sharp the rebound. Yes. Riley puts it up and in from the right side. She's the first player to double digit. She's got 10. And the Litchfield lead is a deuce. 24-22. On the block, it goes to Flory. She will fire, missed. Rebound to Matthew Dulles. He threw it right to Skag. Rejected by Riley Sharp. Denied the easy dudes. 3 minutes for the third quarter. These Bucks played in the quarters last year. They're locked in the battle tonight for the title. A combined 53-1. Pass stolen by Bazoki. Lays it up. Missed it. Rebound to Steffens. And Tessa's fouled. Good job by Tessa Steffens to not concede the layup. Now Tessa hit the deck hard. She is down face first in the middle of the lane. She got run into by about three different farmers there. Now Tessa's to her knees and she's up. Onto her feet, Tessa Steffens. Great defense that time by Tessa, as she could have easily conceded the layup. She said, no way. She didn't reject it, but she altered it, made it tough on Bazoki. Layup was missed, and Steffens got the board. And then she got ran over, but she did draw the foul. Now Tessa's going to walk over to the Litchfield bench with one of the officials. I think they're trying to determine, yeah, she should be able to stay in the game because the trainer never had to come out. So Tessa can stay in the ball game. It'll be Litchfield basketball. It will have to go the length of the floor against full court pressure. 2:49 for the third quarter. Matthews gets it in to Steffens. Tessa to Thurman into the front court. Oh, Jasper got tripped up. No whistle. And Chris Bauer, a heads up timeout right there. Quick thinking from Chris Bauer. Jasmine Thurman got tripped, the old inadvertent trip. No travel or foul was called, and Chris Bauer got the timeout just in the nick of time. 2 minutes, 43 seconds for the third quarter. The Litchfield Panther Cubs leading the Farmington Central Farmers 24-22. It'll be girls high school basketball for you tomorrow night as the Litchfield Navy Purple Panthers will play host to the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers live tomorrow night, 7:30 on FM 106 and streamed online at WSMIRadio.com. And these Panther Cubs, there's a good chance you're going to be hearing a lot of these names for the next 4 years for the Purple Panthers. Here's Sharp. Riley, left baseline, attack, rejected. Oh, saved nicely by Camp, but she saved it right to the Panther Cubs. The runner from the corner is good for Tessa Steffens. She's kind of lumbering up the floor. She's definitely not 100% at the moment, but she nailed a tough runner from the left baseline. The lead full. Camp will try to answer. No. Rebound belongs to Matthew. Dangerous pass. Somehow got it off to Sharp, who found Thurman. Panther Cubs have weathered another storm. Oh, a 10-second count. There wasn't really full-court pressure that time. The Panther Cubs was kind of taking their time up the floor. And they get whistled for the 10 count in the backcourt. 2 minutes for the first half. Or check that for the third quarter, excuse me. Litchfield led 20-15 at the half. And they saw Farmington with a 7-2 run to start the quarter to tie it at 22. The last 4 points that belong to the Panther Cubs. Down the block to Jostis. He's up ahead. He's a good-looking the post player, Hannah Jostis. She's got 9 points. Back comes Allie Smith. Count it and the foul. Allie Smith absorbed the contact off the right baseline, floated it up and in. It'll be the second personal on Mackenzie Skaggs and Allie Smith to the foul line. This to make it a 5-point Panther Cub lead. Allie playing with 4 fouls. Her toss is good. 6 now for Allie Smith. And the chance looking good. 100 seconds for the third quarter. Can't ball fake the three inside the arc. She goes. She's going to fire from 12 and hit. Nice move by Alex Camp. She's got 7. All of her points here in the third quarter. Beautiful ball fake. Couple of bounces and pulled up for a nice looking stroke. 29-26 Litchfield. Oh, Steffens. Crossover into the lane. Blocking foul coming on the Farmers. And needless to say, Farmington Central disagrees with the call. What a crossover up top, though, by Tessa Stevens. She left her defender in her way. Steffens to the foul line. That's the third team foul to have on the Farmers. Free throw off the mark for Tessa. This field was only 9 of 17 in the first half from the foul line. They're now 1 of 2 in the third quarter. Make it 1 of 3. They missed them both. The rebound to Allie Smith. She lost it. We've got a jump ball. It'll stay with Litchfield. What a big offensive rebound for Allie Smith. Clay with the four personals. Stuck her nose right in there and kept possession alive. Baseline trigger for the Panther Cubs. Peyton Matthews. On the baseline it goes to Pitt. Back up top down to Stephens. Tessa will bounce with 70 seconds for the quarter. 3-point lead for the Panther Cubs here in the 3A 8th grade title game. Thurman posts it. Kicks it out to Stephens now up top. 60 seconds for the quarter. Tessa puts up three fingers from the left hand. Now she crosses over, pulls it back. Wants to lob it up. Sharp triple team and a foul coming on Joseph. An unnecessary foul that time from Hannah Joseph. She came over the back of Riley Sharp. Didn't need to do it. There were literally three former defenders all around Riley. Fourth on Joseph. So Smith with four for the Panther Cubs. Joseph with four for the Farmers. And Farmers Essential steals the inbound pass. Camp leaves it for Skaggs. Off her hands, out of bounds. Couldn't corral. That'll be the 11th turnover on Farmington Central. Jost is out with her four personals. And it looks like Brianna Rutledge back into the contest. Here comes the full court pressure. They throw over the top to Riley. Sharp on the attack. Coast to coast. Foul. So aggressive on these Litchfield Panther Cubs. They are just getting the line at will. They're just attacking the rim. Attack, attack, attack. Farmington Central doesn't like the foul disparity, but Litchfield attacking the rim. Farmington Central settling for jump shot. Sharp's free throw is good. Riley Sharp with 11. 44 seconds from the third quarter. The Litchfield lead is 4. Back in, Annika Lopez for the Farmers. Substitution coming for the Panther Cubs. Allie Smith will head out. Tatum Morton back in. So Allie will sit down with the four personals. She played the entire third quarter with four and got through it. So very smartly, Chris Bauer will sit Allie down for the final 44 seconds of the third quarter. Sharp's second toss. Up and go. A dozen for Riley Sharp. She is a good-looking basketball player. 5-point lead for the Panther Cubs. Here comes the Zoka. Back to Skagg on the block. Nearly turned over, picked up by Lopez. She's looking for Joseph, can't find it. Joseph was out for about 3 seconds and right back in. And it'll be out of bounds below the Farmington Central. Looks like Gordon was on the sideline. Only 27 seconds in the third quarter. A 5-point lead for the Panther Cubs. Down to Joseph. Rejected by Sharp. Joseph's got it back and now fouled by Sharp. Led by 5 at the half. They lead by 5 with 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Hannah Joseph at the free throw line. Just the first personal on Riley. First team foul of the half. Joseph's free throw. Go. 10 points for Joseph tonight. It makes it a 4-point game. With the free throw contest, Joseph's secure with both tosses. And now she will come out with her four personal fouls. And Morgan Flory back in. Only 19 seconds for the quarter. Full court pressure for Farmington Central. Here's Tessa Steffen. Into the front court to Matthews. Peyton will stop. Pop off the mark. Rebound to Sharp. Riley fighting. No. Got it off to Wharton. No. Rebound to Sharp. Fouled with 6 seconds. Riley Sharp is relentless on the inside. Not to be denied here tonight. At 5'10", she is a heck of a ball player. Of course, she set the state tournament scoring record last year for 7th grade. And she's showing up big in the title tilt tonight. Toss around and out. Such an experienced squad for Litchfield. They've been here before. A 3-point lead, 6 seconds to the third quarter. Riley's second toss. No good. She missed the pair. Riley missed the ball. Farmington Central gets high at the end of the quarter, and a calming, a carrying violation on Bezoki. Gives it back to Litchfield. 1.5 seconds. They will have it at about 3/4 court. Matthews looking. She's going to baseball pass to Steffens. The catch at the elbow. Good! At the horn. Tessa Steffens banked it in from the left elbow with only 1.5 seconds on the clock. Enough time to catch and release, and Steffens banked it in at the horn. As we go to the fourth quarter, it'll be Litchfield 33, Farmington Central 28. That was a big shot. The Panther Cubs 6 minutes away from back-to-back crown. Back with the Money Corner following these messages.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Scharf, attorney at law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
The Panther Cubs are 6 minutes away from state crown number two. What a play at the end of the quarter. The shot by Stephens was amazing. The pass by Matthews was also impressive. A baseball pass right on the money. Tessa caught it and banked it in at the horn as we are just underway here in the fourth quarter. So Farmington Central knocked nothing off the Panther Cubs lead in that third quarter. It was five at the half. It's five at the start of the fourth. Shot from Bazoki off the mark, picked up by the Panther Cubs and Stephens. Tessa Stephens, what a shot at the end of the quarter. The good old buzzer beater. Here's Smith high poke. The Sharp on the curve. Riley puts it up too strong off the window. Rebound to Matthews. Payton is fouled. That'll be team foul number six. Check that, team foul number seven on Farmington Central. Personal foul for the Farmers going on Rutledge. Check that, it'll go on Lopez. Her third. Farmington Central wants a quick timeout to 20. We're going to keep it right here. 5 minutes, 24 seconds left in the 8th grade 3A championship game. Litchfield with a 5-point advantage, 33-28. Farmington Central got off to a fast start, scored the first 5 points. They led 13-7 after one. But since that time, the Panther Cubs, have controlled the ball game. A little mini run from the Farmers to start that third quarter, a 7-2 spurt to start the half, but the Panther Cubs have responded, and they've got their 5-point lead back, 5-24 for the championship game, and at the free throw line, Peyton Matthews, at the charity stripe. Toss for Peyton, good. Peyton's first point tonight, it's a big one from the foul line. Lead is up to six. Second toss is good. Good for Peyton Matthews. A touchdown lead for the Panther Cubs. 35-28. 5:20 for the championship game. Three ball on the way. No good for Skaggs. Rebound picked up by Smith. Off it goes to Stephens. Tessa will take her time. Now a light jog into the front court. Stephens up top. Crosses over. She's going to put it up. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Sharp. Up. Yes, Riley Sharp rolls it in. How did she get that rebound? I don't know, but she did, and she put home a tough baseline J. Biggest lead of the night for Litchfield, 37-28. Time of factor now for the Farmers. On the block it goes to Paisley, and she attacks. She is fouled. They will get the Panther Cubs. Let's see, Thurman for a second. Second team foul of the half. Shooting foul will send Paige Paisley to the foul line. Her toss is good. That's Paige Paisley's first point tonight. A couple of substitutions, let's see, for Farmington. Jostis back in, along with Camp. Second free throw off the mark. Smith with the board. 4:40 for the contest. An 8-point Panther Cub lead. Tough pass. Sharp made the catch. She was fouled. That time Stephens made a lob pass. No, wait, what are they going to call it? Did they call traveling? They called traveling on Riley Sharp. That was a congested pass in there, and she shuffled the feet. Ball back to Farmington Central. 4 minutes, 25 seconds for the ball game. Been a good championship game. Camp on the attack, missed it. Rebound too sharp. A combined 53-1 are these two clubs. Litchfield's one loss to Christ the King. They won the Class 2A state title last night. Sharp, yes. from the home of the lane, Riley Sharp with 16, the lead all scored. The lead is up to 10. 4 minutes left in the championship game, and Doug Sprint and the Farmington Central Farmers need a timeout. 3 minutes, 58 seconds for the 8th grade championship contest. The Panther Cubs, 39. The Farmington Central Farmers, 29. You're listening to the 8th grade 3A state championship on WSMI.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Flemmy Tallfall Company in Litchfield and Carthenville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steering.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmamaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Back to live action here on your Friday evening. Thanks for joining us on WSMI FM 106. Glad you're along for the ride. Litchfield just about 3.5 minutes away from a state crown. And they've got the basketball now following. I guess it went out of bounds. It belongs to Litchfield. But for a moment, it was a jump ball, but the possession arrow, it was a jump ball. Now the possession arrow changes, and Litchfield throws it away. They got the ball on a possession tie-up, and then they literally threw it away 2 seconds later. They lead by 10, 3:45 in the state title game. Litchfield trying to make it back-to-back. On the block it goes. No good from Rutledge. Rebound to Thurman. Oh, she had it poked away from behind. Owen yelled Wolf. Pass near the sideline. Nearly picked off. Now it's corralled by the Farmers. Plus Chris Bauer. He said, we're not defending anyone. They're 3 minutes, 20 seconds away. Pass stolen. Picked up by the Panther Cubs and Tessa Stevens. Check that, Tessa Stephens, excuse me. Nathan Matthews. Oh, pass too tall. Turned it over. Here come the Farmers and Joseph. Oh, Thurman into the passing lane, pokes it away. Loose on the floor, picked up by the Panther Cubs and Stephens. That time, Thurman just snuck in from the backside. No one saw him. Inside of 3 minutes. 10-point Litchfield lead. Panther Cubs in a very good spot with the basketball, up 10. Here's Matthews. Tate bounced it once, picked it up. Now she needs some help. Sharp goes to the basketball and is ran down and fouled. That time, Alex Camp with the personal, and Sharp will be to the free throw line for the one and bonus. And if you're falling to Central, with 2:42 left, down by 10, could be 11 or 12 after these tosses. You're going to have to start getting aggressive and shooting those passing lanes and take the risk that you might commit some fouls. Sharp's foul shot is good. Riley has 17 tonight. Set the state scoring record in the tournament last year as a 7th grader. Hasn't scored as much this year, but she hasn't had to. Check a toss, around, and down. 18 for Riley. The lead is a dozen. 2:40 for the state championship game here from Monticello Middle School. A beautiful facility. Capacity, 1,700. Not quite that many people here tonight, but I tell you what, a very nice crowd on hand here this evening. A lot of people from Farmington made the trip. A good section of Litchfield people have made the trip as well, supporting the Panther Cubs in their quest for back-to-back state crowns. Personal foul whistled on Thurman. That will send Joseph to the free throw line. Hannah Joseph. Now with a dozen. She got a nice looking shot with Hannah Joseph. Been good from the foul line tonight. Toss up, toss around, and out. Boy, the broadcaster jinx, that works anywhere and everywhere. Never fails. 2 minutes, 25 seconds for the ball game. An 11-point Litchfield lead. Here comes Thurman, left elbow. He will hold and face on the block to start. Riley, left hand, missed it. Rebound pulled out of there by the Farmers at Camp, and we got a blocking foul coming on Thurman. Jasmine might have hit her head off the floor. Yeah, she appears to be all right. Fourth personal on Jasmine Thurman. How about the job of Allie Smith? She's played the entire second half with four personal fouls. Very well done. Now Thurman has four as well. Just 2 minutes to play. Wazoki fires and hits. Big shot for Bree Wazoki. Her first bucket. That's a big one. Single digit. Tipped away, out of bounds. It belongs to Litchfield. A buck 57 for the state championship game. Litchfield beat Pleasant Plains for the title last year. They lead Farmington Central by 9 this year with a buck 50 left. Here's Sharp. They'll take their time now. They're going to force Farmington Central to come out. Step crossover. What a crossover layup. Missed it. Rebound to Matthews. Follow. Missed it. And the rebound to Joseph for the farm. Boy, Stephen, she got a wicked crossover. Up. Yes. Bucket good. For Rutland. He's got 5. Now it's 41-34. Stolen. And it's out of bounds. Belonging to Litchfield. And Chris Bauer wants a timeout. 87 seconds left in the 8th grade 3A championship game. Litchfield 41, Farmington Central 34. We're back to Monticello Middle School following these messages.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Sharp, attorney at law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Back inside a raucous middle school here in Monticello. Litchfield has the basketball up 7, 80 seconds to play in the title tilt. Stephens into the front court. Off it goes to Smith. Back into the hands of Thurman now. Jasmine on the attack. Forces it up. Blocked out of there by Jostis. Picked up by Bazoki. Here comes Farmington Central. Ahead to Jostis. Layup. Missed it. Rebound loose. Last touch by the Farmers. It belongs to the Panther Cubs with just 63 seconds left. Boy, a bucket there, and that would have made it very interesting. Now the Panther Cubs got to get it in. They do so to Peyton Matthews. Back into the hands of Tessa Steffens. Tessa into the front court, down the sideline. Now she pulls it back in between the circles to Smith now. 50 seconds for the game. Farmington Central's going to have to foul her. Litchfield is just running out. Steffens pulls it back out. They're up by 7. They can just work the clock. I don't know what the Farmers are doing. Maybe trying for a steal. Thurman. Bounce feed to Matthews. Counting the foul. Peyton Matthews, her first field goal, and what a time for it. Litchfield 20 seconds off the clock. And they made their move. A beautiful look from Thurman to Matthews for the and one opportunity. Beautiful ball work that time from the Panther Cubs. They ran the clock, got an open layup, and took advantage. Peyton Matthews for the three-point play. Toss, missed it. Rebound belongs to the Farmers. And Doug French, he's got a new 5 at the table. He's going to get all his girls in that he can. Litchfield's going to win it, folks. 34 seconds left. It's 43-34. The Farmers of Farmington Central have pulled their starters, and Chris Bauer will do the same. Abby Frerichs into the contest. Lexi Law into the contest. Tatum Wharton back into the contest. Riley Sharp will stay on the floor for one more rejection. Down to the block it goes. It is up off the mark from Britton Edward. 23 seconds left and we've got a whistling foul coming on the Panther Cubs. Kayla Law also into the contest for Litchfield. So Kayla Law on the floor with Lexi Law, Tatum Wharton, Abby Frerichs, and Riley Sharp. Fitting that Riley Sharp will stay on the floor. Free throw for Whiteside is good. Miranda Whiteside has herself into the scoring book in the state championship game. Just 22 seconds left. Litchfield is going to go back to back. Whiteside toss up. It is around and down. She got the kind roll. What a great atmosphere here tonight for this 8th grade championship game. Big gymnasium for a middle school, capacity about 1,700. I bet we're half full here tonight. It's been a very good crowd for this title still. A 7-point lead for the Panther Cubs. There's 19 seconds left. This is going to do it. Scarf off it goes to Frerichs. Abby on the attack leaves it for Lexi. Lexi Law now back in the hands of Riley inside of 10 seconds. Riley wants to attack. Leaves it for Wharton. Kate will pull it back out. Kayla will fire. And this, that's it. The Litchfield Panther Cubs have done it. Back-to-back state championship. They defeated Pleasant Plains last year. And tonight, they defeat the Farmington Central Farmers 43-36. The Litchfield Panther Cubs, your 8th grade 3A state champions, as the student section, they don't rush the floor, but they have vacated their bleacher section, and they are standing in the corner of the gymnasium, and they are awaiting their Panther Cubs. Victorious tonight, 43-36. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Monticello Middle School, the Litchfield Panther Club, the 8th grade 3A state champions for 2010. Back after these messages.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Fleming Tallfall Company in Litchfield and Carthenville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steering.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmemaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Scharf, Attorney at Law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Mines back here at Monticello Middle Schools. They cut the net down here at Monticello, the home of the Sages. And the Litchfield Panther Cubs, they rule the roost here tonight as they are back-to-back state champions. They cut the nets down. They've also got the trophies on the floor here as Litchfield has won back-to-back state crowns. Let's run down the totals for you. First, for Farmington Central, they suffer their first defeat of the year, 27-1 now in the only two games Farmington Central lost the last 2 years, both to the Panther Cubs here at state. The Farmers led tonight by Hannah Joseph. She had a dozen. Alex Camp had 7. Brianna Rutledge and Alex Camp each with 5. And Miranda Whiteside had 2 points. Paige Paisley with 1. Quarters of 13-2, 13-8 for the Farmers, total of 36. For your state champion Panther Cubs from Litchfield, they were led by, you guessed it, Riley Sharp. She poured in 18 tonight to lead all scorers. She was followed by Tessa Steffens with 7. Jasmine Thurman had 6. Allie Smith had 6, and Peyton Matthews had 4 points. Quarters of 7, 13, 13, and 10 for the Panther Cubs, total of 43 here tonight. I had Litchfield 16 of 29 from the foul line, but in the fourth quarter, they were 4 out of 5. What a season, and what a junior high career for this set of Litchfield Panther Cubs. They won state last year, and they have won it again here this year. And of course, this year, they had a big target on their back. Every game they played was the game of the year for their opponent, and Litchfield's only loss to Christ the King this year. And Bryce the King won the 2A state crown last year. So that tells you a little bit about the quality of this Panther Cub team. Back-to-back state champion. We're going to take one more break. We're going to come back to Monticello and wrap it up following these messages.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Flemmy Tall Fall Company in Litchfield and Carthenville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steeren.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmemaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Sharp, Attorney at Law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Welcome back to Monticello with the Farmington Central Farmers getting their runner-up medals. As we speak, we're going to stay on the air here until the Litchfield Panther Cubs have hoisted their state championship trophy. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday Live at 9:05 on FM 106, we will talk with the head coach of the Litchfield Panther Cubs, Chris Bauer. I'll get his thoughts not only on tonight's game and the season, but the career that these Panther Cubs had as they won state last year, and they have done it again this year, knocking off Farmington Central. Did not come easy tonight, this 7-point win. They got down 13-7 after the first quarter, but they controlled the second quarter, outscoring the Farmers 13-2. Farmington Central came out strong in the third quarter, made a run early to tie it up at 22 apiece, but from that point on, it was all Panther Cubs as they win it, not really going away, but they did have a 12-point lead late in the fourth quarter, and they wind up with a 7-point victory here tonight. So we'll have Chris Bauer on the sports show tomorrow morning at 9:05 on FM 106. Fighting Illini basketball for you tomorrow as well. Illinois in Chicago at the United Center. They will take on UI Chicago tomorrow afternoon. Live coverage with the Illini Sports Network, 12:30 on WSMI FM 106. And then tomorrow night, we will see the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers play host to the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers. That game live at 7:30 right here on FM 106, and it's streamed online at WSMIRadio.com. And I would imagine that this group of young ladies will get recognized at some point during the ball game tomorrow night. As these girls, they will beat Purple Panthers this time next year. And somewhere down on the floor, Bob Allen is grinning as he cannot wait to get this group of eighth graders into the varsity program. Well, the Farmington Central Farmers have received their medals. They are posing for their picture. The trophy sit at mid-court. We are just moments away from the Litchfield presentation. As a Litchfield fan, they are very excited, as you can imagine. Now the players, they will get their medals. They're going to have a full trophy case at Litchfield with two state championship trophies. What a time for these young ladies down on the floor. 43-36, they won it here tonight. Chris Bauer about to get his medal. He shakes the hand, gets the medal. Got to be a neat feeling to bend the head and get the medal put around your neck. Assistant coach Bob Allen, of course, he's the head varsity basketball coach at Litchfield. And yes, he's a very happy man right now, the future bright for Litchfield. Peyton Matthews gets her medal. She had 4 points tonight, all in the fourth quarter. They were big points. Abby Frerich, she will get her medal here tonight. Adam Morton is up next. Just the looks on these kids' faces, just pure joy right now. It's got to be somewhat of a relief as well. They've had such a long season, played so much basketball, as Allie Smith gets her medal. She did a great job tonight, playing the whole second half with four fouls. Tessa Steffen will receive her medal. She hit that shot at the end of the third quarter that really gave the Panther Cubs momentum moving forward. Lexi Law, she gets her medal. What a feeling to these kids here tonight. Riley Sharp gets her medal. And it's not the last time you will hear the name Riley Sharp. That is a guarantee. Kayla Law will get her medal now. And the last in line, Jasmine Thurman. She had a big game here tonight on the inside for the Panther Cubs. So she gets her medal. How about that? The Litchfield Panther Cubs, they've all got their medals now as they embrace underneath the hoop. The nets are gone from the rim. They will put those nets over the state championship trophy at the Farmington Central Farmers Stand and applaud as the Panther Cubs receive their medals. As they're going through the scorekeepers and the statisticians now, that's the nice thing when you win state. Everybody associated with the program gets recognized, because to run a program, you got to have statisticians. You got to have scorekeepers and people to do all those types of activities. So it's good to see them all get recognized on the floor, and they will have a medal to take with them. Now Farmington Central is going to receive their state championship trophy. We're going to stay with you here until the Litchfield Panther Cubs have hoisted their 8th grade state championship trophy. The Farmers have received their prize now. They put up a valiant effort here tonight, but they were just up against a better club, plain and simple. Litchfield handed them their only loss last year, and the Panther Cubs hand the Farmers their only loss this year. So no question who the best basketball team in 3A was, not only last year, but this year as well. Here come the Panther Cubs. Listen to the reaction. There it is. The Panther Cubs have their second state championship trophy as they hold it up for the crowd to see at mid-court. What a neat feeling. Congratulations to the Litchfield Panther Cubs. So remember, for all the scores of the varsity action tomorrow, get into Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 on FM 106. And coming up on Sports Saturday tomorrow morning at 9:05, we will have head coach Chris Bauer live on the sports show tomorrow morning, live at 9:05 on WSMI FM 106. So it's going to be a parade whenever they get back. Actually, you have the information right now. Get on the mic. A victory parade in store for the Litchfield Panther Cubs when they get into town. Go ahead and give us the information.
The Lady Panthers will be caravanning when they return into town, which will approximately be about 9:30. They will do a short caravan, and then there will be dinner at Maverick Steaks and Spirits.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. And boy, have they deserved it here tonight, as they will have a nice victory parade when they get back into Litchfield. And you heard it, a victory dinner at Maverick Steaks and Spirits for the state champion Litchfield Panther Cubs. So make sure you tune out for the caravan tonight, tune into Sports Saturday tomorrow, and get the thoughts of head coach Chris Bauer as they are back-to-back state champions. We want to thank all of our wonderful basketball sponsors. Without them, we would not have been able to bring you this special broadcast. So thanks to each and every one of our sponsors for the ability for us to bring you the state championship game here tonight. No more basketball for you this evening as our high school game, Vandalia Litchfield, got canceled, but more high school basketball on the radio tomorrow night as Litchfield will host Hillsborough, and I have a sneaky suspicion that these Panther Cubs will be honored in Simmons Gymnasium tomorrow night at some point. So that game tomorrow, Hillsborough-Litchfield, always a good one, the Route 16 rivalry, live 7:30 tomorrow night on FM 106, and it's streamed online at WSMIRadio.com. What a night here at Monticello Middle School as the Panther Cubs have gone back-to-back state champions as they pose for their photos at the center of the floor. With 43-36 win, we might be able to get some of the Panther Cubs up here as they're posing for their photos. And we're going to try to have a runner go get some of the girls and come up. So while they do that, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we hope to talk to the victorious Panther Cubs next.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Fleming Tallfall Company in Litchfield and Carthenville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steering.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmamaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, and by the Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Scharf, Attorney at Law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
WSMI's coverage of the 8th grade state basketball championship brought to you in part by National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield, Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield, by Fleming Tallfall Company in Litchfield and Carthenville, and by your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steering.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
And welcome back to Monticello Middle School. My name is Tim Mize with you, and on the way up, we're going to have the victorious Panther Cubs momentarily. Bob Allen and Chris Bauer are on the way over right now. There's lots of pictures to take after you've won the state championship. Fellas, congratulations. Talk first to the head coach, Chris Bauer. And, Coach, how's it feel to be back-to-back?
It feels awesome. Words can't explain it. And we really had to work hard to get here, and the girls really pulled through.
It seemed like Farmington Central really came out focused, that they had revenge on their mind in that first quarter, but your girls, being the champions that they are, withstood that, and they were off and rolling.
I told them they were going to come out like house on fire, and they did. They didn't disappoint. That's a fabulous team there. That's a really good team, and we stepped up. And I knew if we could just withstand that initial, we'd be okay.
Well, Chris, I'm going to let you go. We're going to talk to you tomorrow yes. on the sports show at 9:05. Let's get some of these happy young ladies in here. As we have coming up, Peyton Matthews. Peyton, how's it feel to be a state champion again?
Feels great.
I guess you already know the feeling, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you had some big buckets in that fourth quarter. Just talk about the intensity of that game as it went on.
Well, we felt, I don't think we had, we're a second half team, I personally think. So the pressure really wasn't on us, I think, in the second half. And we just came out and did what we could.
We did very good. Congratulations. That's Peyton Matthews. Let's get Abby Frerickson. Abby, how's it feel to be a state champion?
Really good.
It felt good to get on the floor there at the end, yeah. Isn't it? Yes. Well, have fun tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Abby Frerick, state champion for Litchfield. Tatum Wharton, you had some big minutes in that first half when Allie got in foul trouble. You had to come in and give some minutes. Just what were you thinking whenever the coach called your number?
Well, I was a little nervous, but then I got into it, and it was fun after.
Nice. Have a fun time tonight.
Okay, thank
Congratulations. You. Riley Sharp, how's it feel to be a state champion?
It's really great.
Does it feel any different than it did last year?
I think it feels a lot better because we know we're back-to-back state champs, and we worked so hard to get here.
And you kind of got everybody's best shot this year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, Riley, how do you feel? We're going to hear a lot more from you as your career moves on. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Riley Sharp of the Litchfield Panther Cubs, congratulations. How's it feel to be a state champion, Kayla Law?
Really good.
Can't complain, can you? You got a nice flower there.
Yep.
Pretty nice to have a medal, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have fun tonight. Congratulations. Tessa Steffens, how's it feel to be a state champion?
Awesome.
Well, take me through the end of the third quarter there. That was a heck of a shot you had. Just talk me through it.
Well, I just knew that there was only 1 second left, so I just decided to get the ball and shoot it.
And the pass wasn't a bad one either, was it?
No.
You banked it. You called glass?
No. Just a lucky shot.
No, not lucky. Good. They
Thank
still
you.
Counted it. Tessa Steffens, congratulations being a state champion. Allie Smith, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you had quite a game tonight. How did you play the whole second half with four fouls and not foul out?
Honestly, I don't know. I was just had to be smart, and I did that.
You were very smart. Great game tonight.
Thank you.
Congratulations. That's Allie Smith. Let's get in Jasmine Thurman. Jasmine, you had a nice game here tonight. It was a physical game on the inside, it seemed like, this evening.
Yeah.
But you guys really held your own. It seemed like you controlled the paint from the opening tap.
Yep.
Feel good to be a state champ?
Yeah.
All right. Have a good time. One Panther Cub left, Lexi Law. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How's it feel to be a state champion?
Good.
Very nice. Good time tonight, huh?
Yes.
Absolutely. Have fun this evening. All right. The state champion Panther Cubs and Lexi Law. And let's get Bob Allen here, if we can, for a quick second. And, Coach, of course, you got a big game on the varsity level coming up tomorrow night with the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers. And I imagine there might be some sort of a recognition of these girls.
Yeah, tomorrow between games or halftime varsity game. I haven't really talked to anybody yet, but they'll definitely be recognized. They're going to be recognized regardless of the outcome here tonight. But back-to-back state champs, you know, we told them in the locker room, you know, it's a record that can't be broken. It can only be tied because you do it like that, and they go through 2 years at 53-1. And, you know, it makes the next 4 years look a whole lot better for the varsity coach. And he's smiling a lot.
Absolutely. I said when you guys get in your medals somewhere, Bob Allen smiling ear to ear. And I know the game just got over, but as the varsity coach, I know your mind has wandered to how these girls will project to the high school level.
Oh, yeah, and it has since they've been in fifth grade. You know, we've watched them grow and everything else. But the biggest thing is for me, regardless of the fact that I was the coach last year, this one means a lot more to me because I actually was able to be down on the floor doing some coaching, being there, and not being stuck behind the rail, and you know, my health is back to as good as it can be, and you know, thank the Lord for that. And I tell you what, Chris has done an excellent job, and the biggest move he made tonight was changing from a man to zone, and it just perplexed Farmington the rest of the game, and you know, it put us where we need to be to win the game.
At the end game adjustments, no doubt about it. Great job by Chris. We're going to talk to Chris Bauer on the sports show tomorrow morning. He's going to have a lot of thoughts, I'd imagine, as it will sink in over the night and the bus ride home. Guys, congratulations on a fabulous season, and good luck not only next year for the varsity, but Chris, for your 8th grade squad next year as well. A happy bunch of Litchfield Panther Cubs here tonight as they have won back-to-back state championships. That's going to wrap it up here from Monticello Middle School. Once again, thanks to all of our wonderful basketball sponsors. Without them, none of this is possible. Thanks to producer Tony Tuzzo, who got tonight's game on the air. My name is Tim Mize. We say good night from Monticello, the Litchfield Panther Cubs, back-to-back state champs.
This WSMI Sports Special has been brought to you in part by Short Furniture Company in downtown Litchfield, Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Roy A. Simmermaker Agency in Litchfield serving your insurance needs, Newhouse Heating and Cooling, your Linux and Geo Comfort dealer in Litchfield, by Scheller Insurance Agency serving the WSMI area, Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham and Rochester, the Shine Shop in Litchfield Auto Cleanup with a Difference, by Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield. Baker Custom Homes and Buildings. By National Maintenance and Cleaning in Litchfield. Family Hair Care and More in downtown Litchfield. Fleming Tall Fall Company in Litchfield and Carlinville. Your Litchfield State Farm agent, Mark Steeren. By Energy Tech in Litchfield. Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Scharf, Attorney at Law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. This has been a presentation of Tally Broadcasting Sports brought to you through the facilities of WSMI FM 106. WSMI, the sports voice of Mid-Illinois and America's sports leader.